With the Eagles having played 2 games in 5 days, we're seeing the emergence of a lot of young players, a very strong rookie class, and how important these reps are to pay dividends down the road. On this week's show, we're breaking down the play of Jamar Chaney at the Sam linebacker position and the switch of Michael Kendricks to the Will linebacker position. And we'll take a longer look at the 2012 rookie class of the Eagles and their play on the field coming up right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick. And guys, we're at that point of the season right now, 2 games in 5 days. A lot of these rookies getting a lot of valuable time. We'll start with you here, Ike. Look on the defensive side of the ball. Talk about some of these rookies and how they keep getting better and the competitiveness that they play with.
Well, I tell you, when you talk about the 2012 rookie class for the Philadelphia Eagles, you have to start with the number one overall draft pick for the Eagles and Fletcher Cox. He stepped on the field from day one. He wasn't a starter, but you knew he was going to be a part of the defensive game plan, and he's gotten better as the year has gone out. He's probably been the most consistent defensive lineman in the run game and passing game for the Eagles. The future is bright. The sky's the limit for Fletcher Cox. I believe he can be one of the best D tackles in all of football.
There's Vinnie Curry. There's Michael Kendricks. There's Brandon Boyd. And all these guys are making everywhere. Contributions. Yep. And Mike, look, there's so much promise here on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Nick Foles is the story right now, but yeah. Bryce Brown, Demaryius Johnson, Dennis Kelly, all these guys getting an opportunity.
Well, it started with Demaryius Johnson because he got minutes early, but then due to injuries, then all these other guys start to get some play. Nick Foles, Bryce Brown, and all these guys, they'll continue to be huge contributors in this offense.
Mike, you mentioned Nick Foles and his development. Let's go inside the film room here and watch Nick's development beyond the X's and O's of the game. All right, Mike, we're starting to see a pretty good sample size here of Nick Foles. One thing that is clear, his ability to play the game beyond the X's and O's, beyond the design of the play, when it breaks down or things occur, his eyes are always down the field.
You know that in this league, things are not going to always go as designed. Yeah. So you have to have that ability to make plays when there's nothing there. And we're seeing that out of Nick Foles.
On this 3rd and 7, the touchdown throw here, Mike, it's the play beyond the X's and O's.
Yeah.
He doesn't like what he sees. The pocket collapses. And his ability to adjust to go find Clay Harbor in the back of this end zone is just a thing of beauty. Because you can't draw it up like that.
Right.
But it ended up like that pretty good. You know, we've had red zone difficulties on his team. What impressed me right now, Mike, is he's looking left. Obviously, he doesn't like what he sees over here.
Right.
That's the design. Now it breaks down. He's got to get the ball beyond E.J. Biggers right here. All right? He's in his passing lane. He kind of is patient here, Mike. A little patient. And then when he rips the cord, can't throw it any better.
But see, everybody is doing their job, doing their responsibility.
Right.
The quarterback bails out of the pocket.
Yeah.
You've got to get open. And watch in the back of the end zone, Clay Harbor working to get open. Watch on the outside, working to get open.
Yeah. Guys are working to get in the passing lane right here.
That's what you have to do.
Help your quarterback out.
You've got to create when what's drawn up breaks down.
Similar type play right now where the Bucs bring a 5-man pressure. He's flushed out of the pocket. This throw going to his left, Mike, I don't know if you could throw it and put it in the location any better than he does on this throw, going hard to his left.
Yeah. This is big league stuff, Baldy. I like the end zone shot where you can really see how he's scrambling to his left. He squares his shoulders right
head
before.
Up right now.
Watch him square the shoulders.
Yep.
Square the shoulders, deliver a perfect ball going against the grain.
Away from the corner and the safety right now. The only place he could have put it.
I like the way they're improvising. When it breaks down, they're making something happen.
A lot of things that I think the Eagles can build upon. And for more on this, we're going to throw it to Greg Cosell, who has more really on the development of Nick Foles.
Thanks, Baldy. A lot of talk about Nick Foles. The only way when you evaluate a quarterback to determine whether he's going to be the guy to play at a consistently high level in the future is to evaluate specific attributes, traits, and characteristics. All of those are definable. They're measurable. They're identifiable when you watch tape. Let's look at what some of these attributes are. First, you have to look at anticipation. In the NFL, you must be able to throw before receivers come out of breaks. If you can't do that, you will be late. You also must be able to throw from the pocket when there are bodies collapsing around you, what I call a muddy pocket. That's critical to be able to play at a high level in this league. Also, pocket movement, something Foles has shown well and the guys have already discussed. You must be able to move within the pocket in a small area and then get outside the pocket, all the while maintaining your downfield focus to throw the ball. And last is accuracy, or ball location. You can do everything right, but if you can't throw the ball where you want to, then you don't have anything. And I want to show you two plays from Nick Foles over the last 2 weeks in which he's clearly progressing. Let's go back to the Dallas game, which was a loss, but the play is really representative of some positives. Jason Avant is in the slot running a seven or a corner route. Now, what's really interesting here is this is actually cover two. So the defender that Nick Foles has to beat is not the over-the-top safety, but the corner to that side, that's Morris Claiborne. He has to make sure Claiborne does not drop too deep and get underneath Avant's route. And what makes this throw really good is King Dunlap is being pushed back into Foles' lap, so he can't stride into his throw. He has to sit on his back foot and deliver the ball with firm touch. It's a really good throw by Foles with a little pressure in his face, and I love the accuracy. Let's look at one more throw. This was against Tampa in the game 2 weeks ago. Jeremy Maclin is aligned on the right. He's going to run a crossing route. It's a really well-designed play. Now, the player that Nick Foles must throw this pass off of is not on Macklin's side. It's on the other side of the formation. It's actually the corner aligned over Cooper, Danny Gora. Because as Maclin works across the field running this route, Gora is the defender that Foles has to see. If Gora stops running with Cooper and sits, this throw will not be there. Foles does a really good job of waiting, confirming that Gora runs with Cooper, and then I love the throw. What he does here is he throws it to air. He leads Maclin across the field. Great ball location, great touch. These are two excellent examples of positive attributes that translate to consistent, high-level quarterback play. We obviously will have two more games in which to evaluate Nick Foles, but so far, I think the results have been pretty positive.
Hey, thanks a lot, Greg. And joining Nick Foles in the backfield here has been the emergence of Bryce Brown here, Ike, and really the ways that they're getting the ball right now, we've seen some supreme talent from this guy.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they've implemented the draw play here where it gives the offensive linemen time to get angles on their defenders, and it gives Bryce options to pick which lanes he wants to go through.
Well, if you back this play up, what it does here, you know, a little counter step right here, kind of slows him down, mm-hmm. and it lets the line really kind of full scoop this thing and let them set their blocks. And now Bryce's head is up, and it's looking here at the edge. So it allows the blocking, the counter step really slows him down, gives him the corner.
Yeah, and the best thing about this kid is once he gets going, he has those shoulder pads going forward. He has that helmet going forward. And he's a load to bring down. I mean, you're talking about 220-plus pounds there with 4.3 speed. Not many backs in the league like Bryce Brown.
Well, he's going to read this. I mean, here's DeMarcus Ware is going to go inside. And really, it's going to allow King Dunlap to get outside right now. And Bryce Brown, head is up. He sees the end come inside, so he gets outside. Now you get two blockers. You got Dallas Reynolds. You got King Dunlap down the field right now. They're all blocking. Riley Cooper. You're getting those blocks that you said. More than 10 yards down the field, you're going to get some downfield blocks in order to keep that going.
Hey, this is a staple of the Howard Mudd running game. Mm-hmm. He wants to get his offensive linemen out in the open space so that they can block. Dallas Reynolds, nice job down the field. Yeah. King Dunlap down the field. You see Jason Avant blocking down the field. Yeah. Look at all the open space that Bryce Brown has before he runs into a Dallas defender. That's a great play design there to accentuate Bryce Brown's ability in the open field.
Coming up the show, we'll take a look at some of the young talent on the defensive front seven and how that unit has responded. We'll explore that more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Mike, I think it's time now to take a look at some of these young guys playing in the front seven, because I think they're making a difference with just their overall hustle. And really, the game against Tampa, I mean, Fletcher Cox might have played his best all-around game. I think he played with a lot of awareness here, Mike.
Well, he's been the most consistent guy, in my opinion, on that defensive line. You watch him here, take it on this double team.
He feels it.
Yeah.
He feels it, and he really shuts that screen down himself. And this is what he showed in the Southeast Conference, Mike.
That's right.
This type of plays that he made every single Saturday, and you can see it now transferring to the NFL, playing fast.
Just great awareness. If you talk to him, you'll understand right away that he knows what's happening on the field.
Yeah.
The way the line's blocking him, he knows exactly what the reads are and where to go. And that's how he gets to the screen so quickly.
A couple other guys right now also playing really fast right now. Michael Kendricks here with a great form tackle. You can't tackle any better than he does right here, getting underneath the back and lifting him up and then planting him right on his backside right here.
I like the way he just slides down the line and he gets nice and square. Watch him slide, get nice and square.
Shoulder square the whole time.
Shoulder square. And
shuffle, and now get low. Low man wins, right?
And I love that finish, boy.
That's a form tackle.
When you put that running back on his back, that's what you like to see on the defensive side.
A couple things here now, Mike. I mean, here's Kendricks now. Watch him set the edge. And forcing Martin back inside where Vinnie Curry makes another one of those hustle plays that we're seeing from him every week now.
Now, this is where you give the other guy the assist because Michael Kendricks really makes this play, sets this play up, setting the edge, turning the running back to the inside.
This Curry play, Mike, this is a cleanup shot. I mean, you live for these kind of hits right here. Taking Doug Martin right off his feet right now and just finishing that play. That's good team defense.
Absolutely. Everyone doing their job. You may not make the play, but you set up the guy that makes the play.
Now, this young player inside, Cedric Thornton, has done nothing but improve, Mike. By him taking on this double team right here and then Kendrick sliding across, these two young players, they make this play right now. They play in good unison right now. It's good combination.
Yeah.
Kendrick throws his body in there, but Cedric Thornton really makes this play, fighting through the double team and staying alive right here to be able to come out of it to get this tackle.
He's so strong. He gets good leverage here on the double team, so they can't take him down. And once they slide off to try and get to the middle linebacker, then he's able to get to the running back and make the stop. Cedric Thornton is a man in the middle.
Well, he's got country boy strength, Mike. I think you know a little bit about that, being from the country yourself. Yeah. Hey, Mike, for more on this linebacker play, Jamar Chaney, of course, now at Sam linebacker. We got our own linebacker, Ike Reese. He's going to talk more about it.
Thanks, Baldy. A lot of changes on the defensive side of the ball for the Eagles last week, personnel-wise, coaches, players. Well, one of the nice moves they made was inserting Jamar Chaney as the Sam linebacker on the strong side, moving rookie linebacker Michael Kendricks over to the weak side. Here's what you'll see from this stack front. You're going to see a false re-step. He comes back, shoulder square to the line of scrimmage, able to close in on the tackle. Now, here's where you get a little help support from your corner, setting the edge, but Chaney, again, inside, pursuit to the football. The player's not made there. D'Amico Ryan's going to make the play over the top. See him again here later in the game. You're going to get a very similar play from Tampa. Jamar Chaney, again, a little bit of a false step, but I like that he doesn't cross his feet over. He keeps his shuffle. He's able to redirect. This is the part I love. This is what you want your linebackers to do. Strike, not take a hit. He strikes. Look at how the offensive lineman is being rocked back. He's able to disengage, get off the block, and still make the tackle on Doug Martin. That's the type of linebacker play you love seeing. You see him in the run game, I'm going to take you to the passing game. This is the reason why he was your starter at Sam last year, because he's also excellent in the passing game. You got a two tight end formation. Tight end is detached. It's to give the tight end the advantage coming to the out route. Jamar Chaney, again, he gets his hands on him. He's able to get in the throwing lane, athletic enough to leave his feet. We're not talking about a 6'4 guy like my former teammate Carlos Simmons. Barely 6 feet for Jamar Chaney, but again, a great athlete. He absorbs the hit there from the tight end, and he's able to get his arm in the passing lane. I think this linebacking group will help the Eagles as they finish out the season. You have Michael Kendricks playing in his natural position on the weak side so they can be a playmaker, and Jamar Chaney, who's a veteran starter, playing in there at the Sam side. I think the Eagles front seven, you'll see as we continue the season, will be much improved.
I could stuff on the new strong side linebacker, Jamar Chaney. And let's just take a player, a young player right now that you want to see take another step up here before the end of the season. Mike, let's start with you.
Baldy, the obvious one to me is Nick Foles.
Sure.
I really like what I've seen out of Nick Foles, but I want to see continued maturation and growth out of Nick Foles, the quarterback.
Right.
I love what he's done in managing the game, but I want to see him continue. You know, this game is all about quarterbacks, and if you've got a solid quarterback, you've got a chance.
He impresses me from playing the game from his neck up, Mike. In addition to his physical attributes, I like everything that I see mentally from him in the game. Ike, is a young guy that you've got your eyes on here going down the stretch?
I really do. A guy that's caught my eye, Brandon Graham. And I know this is his third year. It's really just his second opportunity to get regular snaps out there on the field. And I like what I've seen out of him in the last 4 or 5 weeks. He looks like he's a rejuvenated player. Mm-hmm. He's playing with confidence. I'll be interested to see what system he's going to play in defensive line-wise for years to come. But he's going to have an opportunity to be a starter next year. With Jason Babin out of the picture, mm-hmm. Brandon Graham's going to have the opportunity to validate why he was a first-round draft pick, a top 12 pick, a couple years ago.
For me, it's Michael Kendricks, because I recognize Michael Kendricks' talent from the very beginning. They finally put him at the weak side linebacker spot, and I just think he's a guy that can get his hands on a lot of footballs. He's got great speed. I think he recognizes things right now, route combinations and things. I just want to see those impactful plays from Michael Kendricks that I know he knows how to make,
right,
he's capable of making.
Yeah.
And I want to see those, the forced fumbles, then interception. I'm waiting for a pick six from Kendricks right now.
He's in the right spot, and I think he's going to wreck offenses working from the wheel linebacker spot.
Yeah, you're talking about a potential Pro Bowl type of player.
I think he's got that type of
the weak side position.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Mike, I think it's time to really kind of talk about Cole Anderson, because he's gotten a chance here right now, and I thought he showed up big in the Tampa game, but he was aggressive, Mike, and we haven't seen a lot of plays from the safeties this year. Cole Anderson said, you know what, I'm going to get my chance, I'm going to make the best of it.
Baldy, another one of these guys that haven't had a lot of opportunities with the regulars to get a shot, and Cole Anderson certainly made the best of it.
Well, here's a safety blitz right now, Mike, and I mean, he's just going to be aggressive. He's going to come right after Freeman. He times this well. This is what we used to see from Brian Dawkins, time blitzes like that.
Yep.
And look, I mean, it affects this throw of Josh Freeman. He's in a hurry to get rid of this ball right now. He pulls the cord. You know, Tyquan Underwood doesn't run the right route or whatever. But,
come on.
I mean, this speed right here in the face of the quarterback, you can't ask for anything
That's
more
key.
Than that.
You know, you want to hit the quarterback. You want to get interceptions. But pressuring the quarterback and causing an errant throw, that's equally as important.
He rushed that throw. So that was in the passing game, Mike. But in the run game, I really liked what I saw.
Yeah.
These aren't blitzes now. This is just recognition. I mean, he's going to see this handoff, underneath handoff to Doug Martin, and he's going to be in there in a shot. In the backfield, doesn't even give the receiver a chance to block it.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of times it's studying. Down distance, formations, you kind of get a feel for what they're going to do. He guesses right here on the run, and he's up, and he's making a stop in the backfield. That's great play.
It's great play right here, Mike. And I like it. It's just the reckless abandon.
Yeah.
Just throwing his body in there.
It's football, boy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's like, how you play football.
That's how you play it. I mean, I think he really gave this defense a lot of juice coming in there and playing the safety position just like that. You're going to get the same type of play right here. Just recognition right here. This is not a blitz from the safety spot. This is just reading his keys right here and then just being fast in his recognition and getting into that gap. Beating the receiver block of Vincent Jackson.
You know, and they're not accounting for him in their blocking scheme, so he just gets up in the gap and makes a big play.
Well, if they were accounting for him, he beat
They'd
the block.
Him.
He beat the block right here. So he's going to come right up here because Vincent Jackson's coming in to block him, but he's going to beat that block. Sometimes I think we overthink this game, Mike. Sometimes there's a whole lot of want to. You got to want to do that. And to see that, I think that gives the entire defense a lift.
Baldy, that's what we're getting from a lot of these young guys who haven't been playing a lot but getting their opportunities now.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, kind of final thoughts here, getting ready for the Redskins right now. You know, they started their win streak against the Eagles. Maybe it's time to pay one back here, Mike.
Well, I just think that they are doing a nice job in managing those young quarterbacks down there. Mm-hmm. But the league's seen enough of them now. So they know exactly how to defend that option that they like to run, how to defend that offense. So I think it's time to pay them back.
Here's the one thing I do expect. I expect there to be more than one incomplete pass from the Redskins side of the football.
Yes. Yes.
Last time the Redskins had no problem completing balls. And I expect the Eagles offense to score more than 6 points. That first game, it was Nick Foles' first start.
Yep, right.
Boy, he is light years better than he was in that first game against the Redskins, where he's at right now.
For Ike Reese and Mike Quick, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week after the Eagles have the weekend off to break down that Redskin matchup a whole lot more. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting goods. and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.